Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Welcome to Berg Vivant. This is Michael Bazzelli.
Hey.
And I'm Lonnie, the theater lady.
That's who you are.
And we would love to talk to you about this production that we just saw, An Accident.
An Accident! Sorry, I think of Tim Curry every time. An Accident.
Performed by the Off the Wall Players at Carnegie Stage.
Okay.
And yes, this show is, I think, just masterfully directed by Linda Haston, who brings so much to the show with her creation of the tone and the mood, which is also enhanced by the lighting and the realistic hospital equipment on the set.
Yes.
Wonderful job directing.
Right. The Accident is about a young woman who has been hit by a car and the gentleman that hits her. The play is originally a two-person play. However, in this production, a third character was added by the director, Linda Haston, as you mentioned, and that character doesn't really speak a lot, just a little, you know, but helps the main character Amy Landis is playing, Libby. Helps her in and out of the bed and helps her pillows and, you know, moves her around a little bit, which I think was a very nice addition. I think it really, I can't have imagined the play
without the nurse.
Without the nurse now.
No, I can't either. It wouldn't have been nearly as effective.
Interesting, you know. But here's the thing. The thing is about the compelling relationship, though, between Anton, played by Ken Bolton, and Libby, played by Amy Landis. And the guilt that he's feeling, and the pain and anger she's feeling, and how they're both each other's crutch, really, to get through this
what
experience.
What has happened. And I want to mention Ken Bolden's performance, I thought, was stunning. His embodiment of the...
More than Amy Landis's?
I'm not saying more. I just want to talk about him. Now we can talk about her.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, you go, girl.
I was just saying that I thought his performance is stunning because he embodies, to me, the remorse, the guilt, the fear, and the vulnerability of his character in such a way that I forgot it was Ken Bolton.
Well,
there was no Ken Bolton on that stage. There was only Anton.
To me, I feel that Amy Landis, you felt her pain. When she can't physically move her own body, you feel the claustrophobia of it. You feel the, like, in the first 20 minutes, the woman doesn't move.
Other than to speak.
And it's
not a muscle. I know.
As an audience member, you don't move while you're watching it. It's very intense.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just feel that Amy Landis' portrayal of a woman in the hospital like that was just a reminder of our fragility and our mortality.
Definitely. Yeah. I agree. And I, at one point, wondered, and I don't know if she is a dancer or not, But she had such total control over every muscle in her body, from the tip of her toes to the top of her head, that it reminded me of the kind of training that a dancer gets, because it was so
controlled. Controlled.
Every inch. Not mm-hmm. one twitch, not one mm-hmm. movement at all.
Yeah. Excellently directed. Great production. I mean, what would you say about the production?
What would I say?
About the production.
I would say that it was... I thought it was compelling and riveting. It showed us the growth of the two characters that they each gained due to the relationship they had with each other.
Right. And you know what? There was something in the beginning that I expected, and I'm glad they didn't go the way I was expecting.
I know what you mean.
Spoilery. I don't want to be too spoilery.
Yeah.
So
I was glad it didn't go that way, too. That would have made it trite. And yeah, this was not...
Yeah, yeah. You have to go see it.
Yeah, this is a new piece, by the way, by
Lydia Strike. Oh, it was performed one time in San Francisco.
Right. So this is only the second time it's been performed. So I think it will gain in popularity because of its powerful message.
Yes. I agree.
And I hate agreeing
with you.
I, for one, give it the two thumbs up.
Oh, we're doing... I don't do thumbs.
Two index fingers up.
It was a great performance. It's a great performance. Go see it. You didn't do your thing where you go, an accident at Off the Wall Theater in Carnegie.
Through October 29th.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.